The button is buttonable, yes. The button is buttoned.
Huh?
We could have tried snap.
The button has been buttoned.
But I like buttons. They're easier to fix if they go bad.
This is fair. This is very fair. So I should do the intro?
There was one with a zipper. That was really weird.
I should do the intro, shouldn't I?
If you want to.
Oh, okay. Hi, this is Beth, and doing another GURPS Wars, homebrew GURPS Star Wars campaign, and I've got Crash and Ellie and Eo, and they are hopefully going to get into trouble and or banter. Either one is fine, both is great. So, question is, what happened last time that might get them into trouble?
Someone lied about not bantering.
We had a pleasant conversation and decided to go to a casino.
Someone got past my ad blocker.
Give a summary that will help the GM now.
Sorry, we only give summaries in the form of out-of-context quotes.
Oh, no.
Come to think of it, let me load those up.
No, you have out of context.
Of course. I have lots of out of context quotes. I have all the out of context quotes because I'm the one who edits this.
I mean, this is true. This is extremely true. But do other people have any, what you call them? Brains? Summaries?
No brains here.
Oh, no.
Oh, we stopped up on Imperial MREs.
That's true.
And Sith
we
Chow.
Went to the location where the Imperial Dreadnought's captain said some ships had disappeared, and found pirates taking the disappeared ship apart, and went to go rescue the soldiers somehow, who are apparently being auctioned off either as slaves or, like, to the Republic. It's not clear. Possibly both. They seemed to think that the Hutts might be attending or sending someone to attend or whatever, so I think it's just, like, whoever pays.
The people you were talking to implied that they worked for a Hutt, for one. A Hutt named Wissy.
Yes. And then we pretended we worked for, I want to say, Grexar.
Grex.
We didn't,
yeah, that sounds about
pretend.
Right.
We didn't pretend. We have received financial compensation from Grexar the Hutt.
But Grexar the Hutt does not actually care about those guys.
Oh, we lied about that. But we didn't lie about working for Grexar.
Yes. We lied about working for Grexar right now.
I don't think I lied about working for Grexar. I think I just implied heavily that we were working for Grexar.
You name-dropped him.
Yes.
You name-dropped Grexar.
To quote a sitcom from the 90s.
And said that Grexar would be interested in the...
in the procurement of the people being sold off. But
anyway, sorry.
Anyway.
It's implied, yes.
To quote a sitcom from the 90s,
people...
we wiped our feet on the truth.
And set course for Ord Mantell, which is where you were told they were being taken, or at least that's where the auction was likely to be.
Yes.
All right. Ord Mantell. I believe that at this era, Ord Mantell is technically part of the Republic. Kinda. Except for the part where the government is bought and paid for by criminal elements. And it's, or Hutts.
It's
but
5%
I repeat myself.
Republic by volume.
Yeah, that's being a... After all, the Republic is contributing security forces so far.
Okay. Well, that's more than I thought. So it's 6% Republic by volume.
By volume. maybe 6.5 by mass. You know, those are some pretty heavy ships out there. And actually, you know, volume might be bigger, whatever.
How much is that mass accelerator? I want to know what percentage it is by force.
Well, by
that
force,
depends on if they sent Jedi.
That's why I want to know.
Well, interesting question. Would a Jedi be caught dead on Ord Mantell?
Well, they might be caught dead on Ord Mantell.
Ord Mantell is not a place where Jedi really like to go, but, you know, you find them there sometimes, but, well. So, you manage to go into Ord Mantell space. You get the hail. You explain that you're going. What do you explain where you're going? Besides, yo, we want to land.
Did we get a name beside Wissy?
Not really, no. Wissy the Hutt.
We don't see him. We're in orbit.
He's a very big hut.
What happened? Look down there. It's the Great Wall of Hutt.
Perfectly spherical hut.
I do sort of get the impression that they keep growing forever.
They probably eventually get so massive that the square cube law nails them and they don't get enough oxy, but yeah, they keep
probably,
growing
too. Remember that one from the Clone Wars?
Yeah, that was a big one. That was
just like a pool of hut.
Yeah, they do that.
I don't want to swim in that pool.
Mountain of Hutt,
probably
really?
Full of eggs, but like still.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, probably. Yeah, they get big. Huts get pretty big before they start having problems, so they probably require less oxygen. But anyway, biology digression aside, you have a planet, you have a name, Wissy the Hutt, and you have several cities. You know, there's Wolport, which is the capital. There's Ord Mantell City, which used to be the capital. There's Freelon. There's Savroia. You know, lots of cities. Those are the biggest ones.
Well, you said we can see Wissy from space, so we should land somewhere around there.
No. Wissy is not necessarily that big.
I am going to tell Flight Control that... we understand that Wissy has a new group of potential slaves, and we'd like to see what is on offer before they go up for auctions so that we can make recommendations as necessary to people who might like to buy them.
You hear the sigh of someone who would really like to demand a bribe for this information or this flight plan or something, and cannot manage to do it on, you know, the comm from a long distance, from several AU out. Or at least
the
several...
The tragedy of work from home.
The tragedy of not being able to shake you down. And the annoying feeling that if Wissy found out... If a Hutt finds out that you have been possibly steering business away from you, the Hutt is not so limited by distance as you are at this moment. It is that kind of sigh.
Especially not if they can be seen by from orbit.
I don't think that the Hutt is actually that big, despite what the players have been suggesting.
Our attempt to warp reality to our whims is not stronger than the GM's ability to warp reality to her whims.
Pretty much. All right.
The Force cannot turn a hut into the size of a city. Nor does it want to.
Not for very long, anyway.
Give me a few supplies, and I can spread them over the distance of a city.
I mean.
But we are interrupting the GM.
Indeed. You mean
GM wanted banter.
Well, you certainly have it, but you're supposed to banter with each other.
This is not the
GM,
banter you were looking
people.
For. You want us to move along.
Yes. Sorry.
We see the hut. Okay, just a moment. Here's your flight plan to Wolport. You'll have to figure out what the exact address is there. That's not what I've got. Translation, they totally have it, but they're not getting a bribe and they want someone else to. You were given a flight plan.
Okay, I'll follow it down.
All right, you may roll to fly casually or snazzily if you desire or whatever. You fly casual, snazzy, you made it by 6. You fly however you want, pretty much. It's not quite a crit, but...
Do a barrel roll.
You could do a barrel roll coming in if you felt like it.
I fly like I don't have to care about what anybody else thinks about my flying.
Excellent. Very insuescent. I mean, that's how you've got this Corellian ship here, and that's how the Corellian ship's pilot should fly, especially when you were apparently working for Graxer. Much to Graxer's lack of awareness of this this implied possibility. You get to the Wolport spaceport, and they will assign you a docking place, which is convenience. The price is how convenient you want to be to the... Well, do you want to be out on the fringes where there's, like, nothing? Or do you want to... And you have to, like, really hike to the buildings or pay to have a little shuttle bus come out and get you? Or do you want to pay more and be closer and have less of a hike?
Leave that up to the other two.
I point out the length of my legs.
Yeah, but there's a shuttle bus.
You have to pay for the shuttle bus, too.
I do not want to ride the shuttle bus. I will be stared at.
What's amusing to me is saying there's a shuttle bus was convincing Rotini that we didn't need to park closer.
I mean, you basically, by shuttle bus, it means you pay them to come out and pick you up. It's more like a shuttle taxi or taxi bus, but not a cat bus. That would be a Studio Ghibli.
In that case, I have no objection.
Okay, we'll take the taxi.
Okay, park cheap. Some of that gets eaten up by the taxi, but okay. You're at the spaceport. It rises up in reasonably well-maintained high-tech space city, space splendor. You know, it's the sort of place that it gets maintained, but corners do get cut occasionally, but not too many corners based on safety, because if you cut corners on safety too much, it might hit somebody who matters. It's a spaceport, after all. There are assorted terminals inside and maps of the city in holographicness, etc., etc. Oh, yeah, that's right. What are you doing with Nedra?
Nedra is... We'll tell CSD4. Nedra is not allowed in the cockpit. And if anybody attempts to tamper with the ship, contact me immediately.
Yes, Captain. Of course.
Is it safe to say
how much physicality?
This actually relates to the question that you had CSD4 asking. Is it safe to assume that we would have some degree of tiered security precautions of, like, car alarm, or, like, second tier is RoboCop-style car alarm of your life will cease to be if you continue this shenaniganery?
Possible.
I could totally see Rotini rigging something up like that, but it would definitely require the GM's approval to say that something like that existed on the ship.
I mean, if you can rig it up, so, you know.
Put the club
what
on the steering wheel.
What would you like me to make?
What is the thing that you are contemplating doing?
Well, you know, we do have, like, ship-mounted ion cannons. That would it'd be fairly easy to have one of them, like, come out and just swivel towards the person who's, you know, trying to take the proverbial tires off of the vehicle. Proverbial, I know that our ship doesn't have those. But, like, if they're going for a small compartment, maybe, like, a little sphere falls out that looks kind of like a thermal detonator and starts counting down. Now, that's the decoy.
Yeah, that's easy.
That would be the decoy. But if they decide that was a decoy and they continue, then an actual thimble grenade does fall out, and that one doesn't bother to count down.
Give me engineering.
That's a crit success. This thing is rigged to destroy everything
13.
Within a mile radius if people go to tier 5.
Except the ship.
Well, yes, the ship will
oh,
be
no.
pristine.
Except the ship.
The ship will be pristine, but sitting 5 feet lower because everything else is gone. But that's if... That would be if...
Either that or sitting on a
assembly line of people keep coming up and escalating to the next tier, getting chased away or ended. And then they say, all right, next one go in. That person goes in. They see a head roll out. All right, next...
Okay.
That little dongle on our keychain that goes beep beep. We really need to not lose those. Just saying. Those are because of this crit success.
Important.
Those are even more important than they used to be.
One of these days, you'll have to make a biometric. Hand print things so that, you know, you can actually get in.
Oh, no, we can.
Although you probably have two-factor. It's two-factor. Well, yes, but they're less hackable when you have space biometrics.
Unfortunately, we also have space hackers.
This
well,
is true.
Yeah.
I'm one of them.
You are.
Yes.
So, you're at the having dealt with Nedra, and hopefully she's sleeping. You hope. She needs to sleep. She looks so tired all the time. You're at the starport. The starport has things that advertise maps with pretty little holos. The starport has kiosks with, you know, assistance written over them or support or, you know, tourist support, etc. You have people wandering around trying to sell small knickknacks and getting chased away by starport security. You probably have people who are trying to pick your pockets, but, you know, that's usual.
They're welcome to try to pick mine. I will let them succeed.
Weirdly, no one is trying to pick the Jawa's pockets.
If I may interrupt just a little bit longer, because of this scene, this portrait that you have painted for us. Okay, more of a landscape, mm-hmm. but still. What do I need to do to roll against my impulsiveness?
Oh, fun. Dare I ask what you are impulsing?
People can buy things here. I want to know if I'm able to resist a shopping spree for inconsequential items that may or may not be turned into explosives later. But right now, they're just neat to look at. Or if, like, Zisha and... Zorak, look away for one moment, look back at me, and I'm just covered in tchotchkes.
Okay, you see how there's a 12 after the impulsiveness on your character sheet?
Yes.
You want to roll under a 12. Actually, you want to roll a 12 or under. You rolled an 11.
I've never been more disappointed.
You are able to resist. I mean, you don't have to resist. It's a dissed. You don't have to resist
kind
if
of
you really
in
don't
a
want to.
Hurry, but I may or may not be vibrating.
Vibrating like a toddler in a sugar high.
Sugar doesn't make you hyper.
Anyway,
it's psychosomatic.
So I said what I said. It gives you energy. Remember, I parented Io.
Remember, I teach fifth graders for a living. Well, five-year-olds for a living, too.
I said toddler. I said what I said.
What's this about sugar highs?
I just remember you with energy, okay?
That's kind of normal.
I remember sitting there. I remember sitting in the restaurant that there weren't many people there, and also they've known us forever, and also we tipped really, really well. And eating food while passing the leash on your toddler harness to your dad as you ran around, and then he would pass it to me, and then I would pass it and, you know, take a bite, and I would pass it to him and he and take a bite, etc. While you ran around.
I remember that too.
Oh God. Anyway. Zisha, you're the captain. You're theoretically in charge of this circus.
I look at my mini-map and find out which direction the quest marker is.
Follow the sparklies on the ground.
Sadly, there's not a quest marker on your mini-map. There is merely the quest in your mission log.
One second. Computer programming is 15. Give me a moment. I made it by 7.
7?
There should be a quest marker now.
Unfortunately, it's one of those swirly ones that just shows you an entire route.
Oh, yeah.
It's on top of the city.
Area.
Yep. It's as the scary pterodactyl thing from that other planet we were on that began with an A flies. This metaphor was getting away from me very quickly. Yeah. Thank you. I don't believe I couldn't think of that name. It's like the planet doesn't even exist in my mind.
Funny that.
Yeah, so basically the path thing has you just like walk through a private residence.
No, you don't get pathing on this. You basically have a large dotted circle around the city and it's all shaded in. And when you mouse over it, it says, you know, find Wissy on it, so...
I need to tinker with this a bit more, but by the time I finish it, we'll have already found Wissy.
Probably. Zisha.
Are there information booths?
There are many information booths. There are information booths with assorted people staffing them, and there are information booths that are just computer.
Are there reputable looking information booths?
Give me a perception roll. There's some fairly shiny. There are a few places that look like they have people coming up to them and waiting a bit to have their question answered and then going away again, relatively satisfied. You know, they aren't like standing there and yelling and they aren't going too quickly. It looks like people are actually, you know, paying attention to the information that they're looking up and giving to people as opposed to just whatever gets you away. Those do tend to have some credits exchanging hands, apparently. So information does not want to be free here, or at least enough people don't want to be free that it hasn't escaped yet.
I have a question.
I might have an answer.
Let's see if they match. So.
Indeed.
In theory, if I gave up on resisting my impulsiveness, I went to one of the more reputable tchotchke kiosks and partook in their wares. And then maybe at some point after money had traded hands, possibly, well, not a sizable amount, but, you know, significant amount. Like, I am now wearing a t-shirt over top of the robe that unfortunately they did not have one in Zorok's size, but Zorok might be inclined to think it's tasteful. Just hold up my data pad with like the words Wissy auction question mark on it, because I don't expect anyone to speak Jawa.
Indeed. All of your stuff is, you know, if you want to buy something, it's going to be accomplished pretty much by point and wave a credit stick.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's just...
Well, money is a universal language.
Wissy's got a place... I don't know, downtown somewhere. You'll need to ask the info people or buy a map or something.
I thank them and then purchase an I Love Ord Mantell souvenir coffee cup.
To Zisha.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go ask one of the information things.
Okay. Hello, Captain, how can I help you?
We're looking for Wisi the Hutt. We understand that Wisi may have brought a shipment onto Ord Mantell that we have reason to believe we should be reporting on.
Oh,
not
dear.
As Ooh. A not as a journalist or anything, but our patron might be interested.
Of course, Captain. That will be Wisi the Hutt. They go type on a... This is like a monitor that is carefully angled so you cannot look at it without, like, you know, crawling half over the counter. Ah, yes, Wisi the Hutt. Would you like to purchase a map there?
There's a skill for this that I thought I took. Isn't there?
What skill are you looking for?
I thought haggle was a skill.
Not in GURPS. Merchant?
Oh, okay.
Merchant haggles.
Then I'll just go with merchant.
Okay, give me a merchant roll.
I'm willing to pay for it. I just don't want to pay that much.
Okay. I will make a... let's public roll that. Okay, you can haggle them down to, they will give you a map that is just to Wissy's place, and which is probably close to what you were going to get anyway, you know, like those ancient AAA triptych right. things, you know, this is just a little narrower on the triptych.
You know, you can still get those.
That's probably kind of useful. I mean, yes, I have Siri, but sometimes Siri might be out of... Not a bad idea. But I'm not going on any long trips, so...
If I'd had a trip tick in August, I might not have gone to Canada.
Got a point there.
I mean, you liked it so much you did it multiple times.
Okay, I'm copying down Rotini's...
How long have I been muted?
All of it.
I mean, the last thing I said, I was also muted.
The entire session so far?
Oh, no, not the
except for the
session,
part where but... Zolrok does not want to do the public transportation, but is okay. That part we're not muted for. Fortunately.
I haven't really been talking since then, so that's fine then.
Okay, good.
And yes, I have put in the chat the nature of the souvenirs that Rotini has purchased by giving in to his impulsiveness trait. For the record, they are all branded Ord Mantell in some way. They will probably be rigged to detonate eventually.
Eventually.
Yeah, not yet. That takes time. That happens in between times. It's not a coffee cup, though. I think I might keep this one.
And not make it rigged to detonate? Astounding.
I didn't say that part.
Okay. You are able to part with, like, a 5-credit map, which is... I mean, it's a 5-credit map.
Yeah.
It shows us all the local celebrities.
It's slightly better than a gumball machine. Okay, well, let's head out.
It's going to be quite the trek if you decide that you are walking, or there's the ever-popular rent-a-air-car or get a taxi.
I vote taxi because that way we don't have to worry about security. We remember what happened the last time we rented an air car?
Yes.
Hey,
it's a useful thing to not have to worry about security. Okay. you probably were going to wind up wanting to make another merchant roll to haggle with a taxi driver about whether you are supposed to be charged full price or what. Ooh, made it by 5.
Can I assist by smiling ominously?
You can if you want to. It depends on what approach Zisha is hoping to take for the haggling.
Does Zoroark know they're smiling ominously, or just do they think they're just smiling?
They will never tell.
Go ahead. Give a roll if you desire. Zisha did already make the roll by 5 if you want, though.
I am mostly adding color to the whole thing, but I will roll Intimidate for grins if Zisha doesn't mind.
By all means.
Hello, please roll dice. Oh.
You crit succeeded.
I rolled a divine intervention. No, wrong setting. Wrong system. But
Zoroark waves their hand and says, this is the deal you're looking for.
I mean, except you did actually try to do that, apparently. The person is very much willing to do you need to go someplace? Look, you can go free if you want. Sure, that's no problem. It's no problem. Sir, honest, no problem. Ma'am, sir, captain? Boss?
I'm going to pay him. But
okay.
Not the advertised rate.
Thank you. Thank you. That's great. Yes, thank you. You're sure? You're sure? I don't mind, really. I don't mind.
It's okay. Let's just get on the way.
Yes, sir. Here, load everyone in. Load your how much luggage does your Jawa have? Meanwhile, in the background, we see Routine walking in and out of frame, slightly more encumbered each time.
Look, this I wasn't gonna get it, but look at the stitching on this plush Wissy the Hut. It's very high quality.
Zoroark has made telekinesis by 6. What are you teaching?
Zoroark reaches out and tows Rotini towards the appropriate vehicle.
I try my best to pretend that I'm flying under my own power. I know I'm not. I know this now. But I dream of it.
Captain, you are loaded. I have secured the engineer.
You get a thing. The taxi driver semi-nervously suggests that it would probably be safer for everyone to wear their seat belts because other drivers out there, they're nuts, you know. Everybody drives like a maniac, except them, of course. They drive very safely. They don't want any harm to come to their passengers, but you know, other people, you know.
As they talk about how safe they drive, I become more and more disinterested. Also, how many seats?
They apologize for not having a job seat. It appears to be 2 seats up front, one of which the driver is in, and 4 seats in the back. Well, it's sort of the back, facing each other.
I do buckle in my plush Wissy the Hut.
I mean, it's
how
just
did you even get that?
Licensed merchandise.
I point at the kiosk where I bought it.
Okay. You get there eventually. If there's anything you wish to do or banter or comment along the way, please say so.
I am mostly, I think, going to be trying to restrain Rotini from jumping out and buying more stuff.
You have a Sith for that.
It's a hover cab. It would be kind of a drop unless Rotini thinks that they can fly again.
No, I know that when I'm flying, it's only to do Zorok's bidding. And I'm not sure Zorok has accepted my peace offering of a garishly covered hat.
I am not wearing that to an auction.
I shrug and put it back on my head, on top of the other hat.
On top of your hood.
Oh, yeah. The hood stays on. Also, I have a pair of ears that... The ear design is like one of the local fauna. We can worry about that later. But it's in the style that someone might buy like fake bunny ears or cat ears on a little hoop that they then put on their head. I have one of those. And I put that on top of the hat. That's on top of the visor. That's on top of the hood. I think I look spiffy.
That's one word for it.
Besides, when I am dressing in garish civvies, Zorak wouldn't call them civvies. Garish civilian clothing, it is not trashy garish civilian clothing. This is important.
I raise one unseen eyebrow and say, and who's going to notice you when I am drawing all the attention?
Otini.
Those with a survival instinct, I assume.
You've been awake long enough to know that there are plenty of people who lack that.
There have always been plenty of people who lack that.
They've multiplied.
That is how most populations tend to work.
And they still don't press the
When they are doing the opposite, something is wrong. But anyway,
a new map just became active.
Yeah. I need to figure out how to shrink the tokens, though. How do I shrink tokens or enlarge map?
One second, let me switch to GM view. Because I have that. Ooh, look at this map. I see all of your secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Until I click away by accident.
For this map? Whoops. For this map, it's not a problem.
Okay. So... All right. So we want the map to be bigger or the tokens to be smaller. Making the map bigger is going to be easier to do. Configure.
Go for it.
Once again, we have entered the Messing with Foundry segment of the podcast.
Yeah, well...
We're going to grid... Grid size is 100 pixels. Let's change that to 50. And
I do not own any token with vision in this scene.
This is also
You true. Should. I put you all in.
Well, I should, but... Well, I can move to Zorok, but I can't see anything.
I can't see either.
Just a moment. Let me see what I can do about this.
Ambience, and now I can't even lighting. Select my own token.
Oh.
Okay, there we go.
I don't really have a light source on this thing.
Yeah. In my defense, you did say it didn't matter on this particular map.
That's right. It does not matter on this particular map.
Okay. And what if...
Also, I will put a light source in just for grins.
What if I change this?
It's not quite to scale even at this bit, but it's probably close enough to move around with.
Well, I'm also going to set it to gridless. And can we turn off
snap
to grid? There we go. Close enough for government work. Close enough for Ormantel government work. Which is to say, if you bribed me, I could do more.
The attempted movement collides with at least one wall.
You're right. Well, I think that should be fixable by just dragging us through the wall. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I am not going to put many people in here because I could put a whole bunch of NPCs in here and I don't feel like it. Your taxi eventually lets you off at a landing pad of a... Okay, it's sort of... a skyscraper thing, but someone got avant-garde with it and it is not rectangular anymore, there's like little skyscrapers that come up out of it, and this is, however, where your map says to go. This is where your taxi driver is quite willing to say, yes, this is should be where Wissy the Hutt's apartments are. And there's a set of, you know, arching doorways away from the landing pad that have assorted droids standing around in front of them in, you know, shininess with little painted sigils on them here and there.
Please tell me at least
this
building, you said it was one thing and then someone decided to get artistic with it. Is it all the same artistic style? Or is it like, well, that's Art Nouveau, but over here it's expressionist. But this wall, this specific wall, is neoclassical.
Far more the latter. Not quite the latter, but pretty close. People who had too much money decided that they want their part of this skyscraper to be reflective of their particular artistic preferences and or to show exactly how expensive the architect was that they hired to refab it. Therefore, it's got it's not quite turned into a pyramid, but it's kind of looking like an elongated pyramid of different styles on every face and occasionally on various levels.
I understand that Rotini is currently wearing about half of his weight, which isn't much, but still, in tourist trap memorabilia and carrying a stuffed Wissy the Hutt plush. But Rotini still hates this architecture.
Alas.
And it's saying as much, but only in Jawa.
Well, yeah.
Not is a fundamental truth of the galaxy. People will demand terrible architecture.
Even Sith?
Somewhere, the entire planet of Droman Kass feels affronted for no good reason.
You have not seen what some people wish to go in their tombs.
I think back to some missions we've done that may or may not have involved tombs and or raiding.
And then I distract
that,
you.
That Guggenheim Museum animation is worrying.
Yes, it wobbles.
Having been in that building, I'm very glad that it doesn't do that in real life.
Oh, good.
I feel that if one wishes to have a statue of oneself, it should be wearing some sort of coverage. At least strategically placed pottery.
Ooh, Teeny.
Azisha, I presume, goes over to the droids to secure confirmation that this is the path to Wissy the Hutt's chamber.
Yes.
It is, Captain. Sir, this way. You will get a droid who will actually go and lead you down, you know, through the archway, through a few little paths, and down some stairs, and into a room that coincidentally looks fairly like the map, that has high arched ceilings that go through at least an additional upper floor, and you don't necessarily think that you're at the very tippy top, so it's probably not actually having a skylight that shines down, but it's very convincing video panels of the sky. And there are assorted guards here and there, which are not represented on the map. There are a number of, well, hangers-on, guests, you know, people whose only job is to stand about and gossip and pay attention to the large hut who lounges upon the dais and sips strange concoctions out of what look like extremely large martini glasses, because who knows why, has a tail tip adorned with bracelets, or maybe those are necklaces, but, you know, in precious metals and gems, has a tiara. You could have gone a long time before you saw a hut in a tiara, but unfortunately you have... Your winning streak has failed. The hut is wearing a tiara.
I could have gone a long time before seeing a hut and a tiara, but I didn't.
Indeed.
I look at my plush.
The winning streak.
I look at the hut.
The plush has a little stitched tiara.
I look at the hut.
The hush has a little stitched.
How accurate representation is it?
The plush hut has a little stitched, you know, gold band around the head, and it has little gold and silver bands around the tail, and it's not wearing the sort of chain mesh gold vest, but maybe that's new. It's about the right color.
Okay,
sort of a bluish green.
So I should probably roll perception for this.
So made it by one.
Am I reasonably comfortable with the overall quality of this stuffed toy that I have purchased, that I wasn't getting scammed when I bought it?
It was overpriced airport merchandise meant to calm down children who are stressed and crying, but it's not completely crappy. This does look like someone actually licensed it.
There's not one factory making stuffed huts that, oh, well, this one's Wissy, so put a tiara on it. This one's Graxar, just put an old urn under one arm. Like,
might be, but you don't have enough other samples of the plush to be sure about that. You know, it has a little tag that says it's licensed merchandise.
On my data pad, I am adding a to-do item of buying more plush huts for comparison purposes. It's
also they'll explode nicely when you turn them into bombs. Uh-huh.
Well, many of them have the thing where you squeeze them and they say something. That unit is very easily replaceable. Oh, oh, oh. I'm a 30-second bomb. Oh, oh, oh. You will be Bantha Doodoo in 29, 28, 27.
Droid introduces you to, you know, leads you up to the dais and says, "Great and honorable Wissy, there are guests here to see you." The hut looks down and sets aside her giant martini or whatever thing. A servant comes and takes it and goes, "And who might these be?" The droid looks at Zisha.
"My name is Zisha, captain of the Bucephalus. And I'm trying to remember if I got the name of the star system that where we found the wreckage.
And the you have coordinates. It was kind of a dark space location. Okay. I mean, it was a point where people would drop out of hyperspace briefly, recalibrate their nav computer, and jump again.
Okay. Do I at least have the name of the hyper route?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. You'll have that, which I'm not going to come up with again if I came up with it to start with, which I probably didn't.
I am led to believe that you have recently received a shipment from name of hyper route.
Received many shipments, Captain. Go on.
It was a very particular shipment. And I am not certain who here is entitled to know of the comings and goings of your merchandise.
A very astute statement. I compliment your discretion. I see. And approximately when would you have heard of this shipment? That might narrow down which one it is without having to leave the party at this time.
We ran into scavengers at insert point here, on insert date here, who told us that the shipment in question had been sent ahead while they disassembled a ship.
Oh, that shipment. Oh, yes, that's a very fascinating bit that one of my captains decided to gift me with. I'm still trying to decide what particularly I'm going to do with it, how many people I'm going to invite, and which ones. You have an interest in it, I take.
I have... Zisha is not pausing. The player is pausing.
Yes.
I have an interest in maintaining the favor of an excellent and mighty friend on Nar Shaddaa.
Indeed. I had not realized that Nar Shaddaa had some excellent and mighty friends who would be intrigued by that sort of item. Although, if they are, it seems to me that they might be better equipped to move the merchandise. If they wish to bid on it, then of course I would allow that.
I would very much like to be able to give them some first-hand information so that they can make that decision.
Oh, you want to make sure that it's not just a I suppose.
Oh, no, I...
No, I understand. It could have been the sort of shipwreck that leaves only a small amount of the cargo salvageable. I quite assure you that the damage was quite pinpoint and the life support had not truly begun to fail when the extraction happened.
I am delighted to hear that.
Would that be, my word, be enough for your great and respectable patron to trust it, or do I need to allow inspection of some of the job lots?
I trust your word as your word. But I must ask, do you happen to know how many packages were retrieved?
Well, that all depends on how they're going to be sold. I was thinking of selling them about 9 or 10 larger ones, and then I believe there's half a dozen individual.
I see.
They're more valuable.
Of course. Thank you so much for your time. I won't keep you from your party any longer.
Oh, do stay. Have a drink. I would hate to think that a representative of a Nar Shaddaa associate would go away with, their thirst unquenched.
You are most kind, but I'm afraid I must keep my engineer away from the aperitifs. They do tend to make him blow up a little bit, if you know what I mean.
Oh, is that one of my little plushies? Oh, how sweet. That's so generous of you to have been buying such things. I'm most entertained. Why don't you have some aperitifs to go?
Claps. I immediately go over to the aperitifs.
Claps a hand and one of the droids starts holding down a platter so that you may fill it with aperitifs, apparently.
I fill the coffee cup with aperitifs. It's easier to carry.
The droid will pick out a few others and put them on a plate that is okay. It's not a paper plate. It's not a styrofoam plate, but it looks like it's cheap enough that this is actually a to-go plate for a Hutt who is showing off their wealth.
Okay, yes, I'm filling that plate also, but the coffee cup has little bamboo skewers sticking out of it, like maybe 10 to 12 of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course. How else do you make something with shrapnel? You are all permitted to leave without any... No, I refuse! You can all leave without undue people trying to talk to you because you are dressed like, okay, you're spacers and you showed up without wearing party clothes, so the partygoers are just sort of eyeing you and whispering behind their hands, and
I beg your pardon.
A band
I'm
comes
the
out.
Only one here wearing an I Love Ord Mantell t-shirt.
You obviously came from the spaceport. A band comes out from and has a little place where they can set up, and they start playing music that is not what they call jazz fusion in Star Wars, which I will not put on this because this is a family-friendly recording. Ish.
That.
They're playing some of that. They appear to be
there
playing
is
it.
An alternate name for it now, or oh, a God. Related what? Genre, or some such.
Please.
And it is Jap.
Jap? Or Jap?
I can't say it.
Can you? Jats. J-A-T-Z. Jats. Yes, they're playing Jats. They're playing it the slower version, not the bouncy version. This is more of a background and not the main event. You know, go dancing around to it.
It's the notes they're not playing.
You can all leave. You can hang around and mingle. What to do, the players desire their characters to do.
With the understanding that I'm going to have to drag Rotini away, I'm going to drag Rotini away.
I don't really fight it, but I know it's, at this point, expected.
The droid follows with the to-go platter.
Oh, no, I took the to-go platter from the droid.
Oh, okay. You are still escorted up by a droid, because apparently that's just the done thing to do.
Yes, but I wasn't expecting the droid would come with us, so...
Mm-hmm.
When we leave the building.
It may be a different droid.
Nice,
it's probably
disposable.
A different droid.
The droid is probably also nice, but not disposable.
Indeed. It's probably the droid who's escorting you up is a different one. It's the one who escorted you down. You get out to the landing pad, and the taxi that you were in is still there.
Kept the meter running, I'm sure.
Well, he already said that they were going to take you places for free. I mean, apparently, unless anyone told them to go away, they were apparently, you know, too scared to leave or something. Crit success on intimidation, after all.
Also, Zisha did say that she was paying them anyway.
Yes.
True. Rotini, do we have encrypted communications on the ship?
I look at Zisha for a moment and make my computer programming
your computer
roll retroactively
program?
By 8 and say, this is me you're talking to.
Rotini.
Okay, that was fair.
Okay.
Yes, of course we do.
Do we have encrypted comms that I can use?
I hand over the plate of hors d'oeuvres. When
you
my
must
hand is
truly
free,
trust me.
Yes, yes. I hand over the plate of hors d'oeuvres, and then, now that the hand is freed, I pull out a chip and put it in Zisha's communicator. Like, not in, but just, like, place it to the back of it. And then I take the hors d'oeuvres back.
Okay. I just figured if it could encrypt, you know, Jawa, but not basic, I was going to have a hard time.
Fair. But I'm the only one who speaks Jawa.
Exactly. It's doubly encrypted.
It's read-only.
Anyway, let's head back to the ship. I've got a call to make.
And the ship has loaded.
The ship has loaded. You can get back to the ship. The taxi person will, in fact, even offer to take you all the way to the ship. No extra charge, really. It's fine. It's fine. Everything's great. Oh, yeah, you came in that thing? Hey, yeah. No problem. You gonna need him to hang around or anything? Or
I'll give him another credit chip and let him be on his way.
Thanks, Captain. Thanks. No, have a great stay or a great trip or whatever. Bye.
I immediately head to engineering and begin sorting my tchotchkes and souvenirs in order of what kinds of explosives are best added to them. I don't have the time to add explosives to them right now, I'm sure. But I can at least get ready.
Well, Zisha wants to make a call.
Yes, but can we take a break before I do?
Yes, we certainly can. We'll be right back.
We're back. Absolutely no shenaniganery happened while we were gone. None. Any allegations? We will flatly deny. But then if you ask, really?
We have it.
We might change our minds.
You have truthfulness. You have truthfulness is a problem. Anyway.
I don't.
Zisha wants to make an encrypted comm call.
Yes.
All right.
I want to call the captain of that Imperial fleet.
Oh. Indeed, calling the captain might be a useful thing to do. I think I may even have written down... Yes, Captain Travas. Yeah, you can probably... I am going to say that this may take a role at some point. Where are you? There you are. Expand that. I think this might take an electronics operation comm, which onboard systems counts for. Because, hey, why not? Made by three. This takes you some futzing because you have to bounce your signal around a few places because you're on what's theoretically a Republic planet and you're trying to talk to Imperial comm systems.
Right.
So
yeah, that's why I wanted it encrypted.
Mm-hmm. This will, however, possibly take you, like, about an hour to insist that, you know, you must get to it. Yeah. You're bouncing it through Hutt space, basically, because right. Hutts don't care.
And I'm helping. Rotini, I made electron- it by six.
Okay. Yeah. Rotini helps. Okay,
you've
shaved it down
proxies.
To about 45 minutes. Pretty much. Having to pay a few fees here and there to make use of them, et cetera, et cetera. Finally, you
get... I wasn't paying them with our money.
Probably not. You finally get a somewhat fritzy little holo thing popping up where, you know, you've gotten to the answering the comm officer, and the comm officer has, in fact, forwarded you to the captain. Captain Travas.
Captain, good to talk to you again. I'm here on Ord Mantell, and I have some intel about what I believe are your missing troops.
Ord Mantell? I don't think we've
yes.
been planning.
We oh. ran across their ship being salvaged along the hyperspace route that you gave us. I've been following some leads about where the troops might have gone, and it seems that they're being offered up for auction here on Ord Mantell by one Weesey the Hutt. How do you want me to play this, Captain?
I'd like to say hold tight until we can bring an invasion fleet, but I don't think we can route an invasion fleet that quickly to a Republic world. Not
yeah, it
after
will be a couple days before you can get here.
At least, and that's not even a full fleet. We're reinforcing, and everyone's gotten after they managed to force us to withdraw from Alderaan, well, do you know who is going to be bidding yet?
Not yet. I've made some inquiries, but I haven't got anything concrete back.
I don't suppose you know what bidding range there's going to... the Republic could no doubt outbid you handily.
I'm going to give him all the information that I got from Weesey.
Yeah, there's not much, but... when... do you know when the auction is going to be held? Weesey did not tell you that, unfortunately.
Weesey did not tell me that, but I have reason to believe they're still on the planet.
All right. I'm going to have to try to route some people to you. Perhaps an operative or two can get on planet quickly enough with enough credits that we can just acquire people. Prioritize officers if there are any available left, whatever. They must not fall into Republic hands. They might know things. Troops are less likely to. See if you can find out when the auction will be held and get that information to us. A text messaging. Here's the proper codes for a priority message. I'll see what we can do, and we will attempt to contact you either when we get an operative or via this fascinating route. My comm officer is reluctantly impressed.
I'll convey that to Rotini.
I am beaming. I've been
all right. I'll let you know what I find out.
Was that?
I'll let you know what I find out. Rotini is beaming and has been listening in for the entire conversation.
Ah, what a useful little... what's that species again?
Utini.
Jawa, sir.
Utini species? Jawa species. Useful little Jawa. Very good. I wish I could give more definitive orders, but this is actually outside my realm of expertise. I could easily plot an military extraction, but I'm not quite sure what to do when I don't have a military ship present. If you find some way to extract at least the officers, then use your best judgment.
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you. Please convey my gratitude to your lord as well. If there's nothing else...
It takes Zisha a minute. No, nothing else. We'll be in touch.
Travas out.
As soon as this call is done, and Rotini reattaches the cables that had to be rearranged to make this call working, I imagine that for part of it, Rotini was like holding two frayed loose wires together with his fingers. It tingled a little bit, but it wasn't... like, there was voltage there, but there wasn't the wattage to make it worse than the tingle. So Rotini takes care of that first, because that's the top priority. But then immediately afterwards, Rotini goes into whichever cabin, whichever part of the ship Zisha is in, and just says, you know, technically, this wouldn't be the first prison riot we helped orchestrate.
Yeah, but in all fairness, on that one I was on the inside.
Let's not do that part again?
Yeah, I'm thinking let's not.
That would not be... yes, but no.
Well, what do you think?
I think this is a bad planet and we should burn it all to the ground.
You think that about every planet?
Yes, but I feel like it's in my nature to just have to say it. It's the bit at this point, but I actually mean it for this one.
I think that that hut would be more tolerable without a tongue.
You think that about every hut? Grenade.
Am I ever wrong about it?
No, in fairness, not.
The aperitifs were overcooked.
And perhaps then they would have better taste.
Do not lick the hut.
The best part about this is I cannot award inspiration because I'm merely a player. In this session, it'd be raining from the sky.
This is why Crash wants to play Cypher.
You'd level up fast. Really fast.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
You're the GM. It's your prerogative.
No. Continue discussing your plans. I like hearing them. I suppose the question is, in what room are you discussing them? Because is Nedra hearing them?
I think we're in someone's quarters. Either 12 or 13.
13 is your quarters, captain's quarters, so it has a couch in it that people can hang around.
I mean, I'm happy to have the conversation on 13. I just wasn't sure which particular... I heard Rotini say, I'm going into quarters, and I didn't know which one.
I was looking for Zisha. Wherever Zisha was... Blah, 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 blah. Wherever Zisha was...
Okay, 13 then.
Yeah, okay. So, loose plan, open for debate on every point. But step one, we find where they're being kept. Step two, question mark. Step three, I import a little animated GIF of an explosion. Step four, profit.
Do you know, this is not a question of your skill, but of your propensities. Do you have an explosive that could blow a wall without blowing up the people inside the room behind it? I know you can make one. Do you have any?
GM, I have a question.
It depends on the wall.
What Rotini's first thought is, yes, it's a matter of, again, the quality of the wall, but also the placement of the explosive.
Makes sense, yes.
In theory, one of my list of go-tos that we have conveniently set up on my character sheet could fit the bill, but I replenish these whenever I return to the ship, so it's possible I have something more specialized in storage that's been there for a rainy day and it's looking pretty cloudy outside. And I've got a close to 20, so I don't know if I should even roll. Route.
Critical success. Let me just roll to see if...
It's crazy Rotini's explosive sale. Our prices are insane. If I can quote that scam artist of a salesman, who actually, the guy who did those commercials was, I think, just an actor. But never mind about that. And so
made it by 14, and
know this line.
And I did a reaction roll of the universe where rolling high is good. And despite the fact that it was assigned to Nedra because something else was assigned to Nedra. Yeah, okay. Yes, you have something that you never know when you're going to need to blow out a wall or at least a reasonably sturdy door.
Now, for the exit route.
We will need an Yes. We will need to get them to a ship and into space and not be caught by what seems to pass for the authorities here.
Does it have to be this ship?
I am
Zisha is thinking.
Sorry.
Whatever ship gets them out of there is going to be an instant target. What if we have a ship that gets out of there in a hurry, but it's not ours? Doesn't even technically need to be a ship. It could be a rental U-Haul that we may or may not have rented. A decoy.
What was Zisha saying?
Zisha is thinking. She's not participating in the conversation right now. She's just sitting on the couch and thinking. Actually, she's probably sitting in her chair and thinking.
Rotini is doing the mental math to decide, well, if we were doing this as a decoy, it'd probably be best if we made sure the decoy was not apprehended intact, because that would give away too much. So we'd probably have to make it blow up. Oh, no. But that would be fun to do. Oh, no. But what if we had it blow up, like, conveniently near We See the Hutt's throne room? That would be tragic. And while this is not the intended plan, or even a suggestion that it be the intended plan, the mental math is also calculated to figure out how to turn a space U-Haul into a bunker buster in order to make sure it does, in fact, destroy that horrid building with its horrid architecture, and maybe take a slave-selling Hutt with it.
Yes, but how many people are working for the Hutt, voluntarily or otherwise?
Rotini is, one, impulsive, and two,
true,
certain that the time required to do this task, having done the mental math, is more than Rotini is willing to take, because Rotini is impulsive and wants to be broken out now. And having explosives 20 sometimes means you know that you don't have time to do the thing you want to do.
This is true.
After all, that's a 30-second bomb. That's a 30-second bomb. Actually, it's 28. Won't they be surprised?
I mean, the captain did say that in a couple days they might be able to get someone with credits to you.
We don't know if we have a couple days.
This is true. You have not yet asked. Although, give me a merchant roll, somebody. Made it by Zisha 5.
Made it by 5.
Wissy? Yep, Zisha made it by 5. Okay. Wissy did not sound like she had already planned who she was going to invite to this auction. This means she probably even hasn't even announced it yet to anyone. So if one assumes that she wants to announce it and then have time for people to actually show up or send representatives and not depend on being there via holo, because, I mean, holocoms are pretty reliable, but that doesn't mean that you might not get cut out at the moment that you were trying to get the bidding really hot.
That sounds like a them problem.
So, yes, but I mean, this is for any kind of thing you're bidding on. So, it's probably not going to happen immediately. You probably are going to have at least 3 days, and that's if she starts sending the invitations right after you left. More likely, you've got 5 to 10 days.
Provided we can find where they're being held, that does give more time to prepare a decoy ship. Ideally, one of Weesey's ships.
You know, I have a better thought. Weesey is likely going to attempt to invite the Republic. If we manage to perhaps hijack a Republic shuttle, well, it would cause more chaos, wouldn't it? The allegedly rightful government over here deciding to take what they wanted instead of paying? I suppose it depends on what kind of vehicle the Republic bidders came in.
As impulsive and overconfident as I am, the Republic is large enough to go up against the Empire. We do business across multiple borders.
I was under the impression that the business we do is the sort of business where we do not desire to get caught.
Exactly. Hijacking a Republic vessel draws more attention, makes us appear to be more of a problem and less of a, well, they're annoying, but they're useful sometimes.
You believe there would be surviving witnesses?
You believe there's a 0% chance there wouldn't?
You're all overconfident.
They don't need to be surviving witnesses. There just needs to be one camera that was pointed in the wrong direction that was not hit by the shrapnel. It doesn't even need to be one of the Republics.
That's true. The information would sell for a great deal.
If the powers that be weren't including the Republic, I would love this idea. I love the concept of taking two potential rivals and having them duke it out so that you don't have to. And when they're weak enough, then toss the micro grenade in there to see what happens. But let's not do that with the Republic. I'm sorry, but that text you just wrote, that's what Beth does. She eats cookies and thinks.
Eats a cookie.
I will note, I will not make you people make rolls because, you know, Rotini has what IQ? Like 15 or something?
I forget. Yes, 15 intelligence.
That's a lot of points. Captain Chervas did mention maybe being able to route an operative to you. You might not be relying merely on your own skill or even merely on the skill of people who are directly linked to you.
Yes, well, I don't intend to sit on my thumbs while we wait for them.
Well, there is that. It will take a day or two, probably.
What do I need to roll to use some sort of, again, proxy? I don't want to trace back to our particular vessel. To try to get into Weesey's server space and maybe get, like, floor plans?
Ooh. Depends on what you want the floor plans for, but I'd call that probably a programming. It's probably going to be -5 because, I mean, you're trying to hack in past stuff, so.
That takes it down.
Rather than do a contest. Yeah.
All right.
She can afford good stuff.
Well, I made it by 3. Oh wait, no.
Uh-huh.
I
made it by 3
if it wasn't -5.
So it's I missed by two. You're fairly sure you haven't tripped any flags that lead back to you.
I got a floor plan, but it's the one of it's actually a map of the town with all of the local celebrities. And actually, this
Give
one I know
an
is an
IQ roll.
That celebrity moved since last week.
Give me an IQ roll.
I would think that surely some sort of disguise can be manufactured. But fine, if you do not believe it is...
That was our artist.
Capabilities.
We're a Jawa, a Twi'lek, and a Sith. We're not going to have a decent disguise for any of us.
I mean, you could try and stick horns on Zul'Rok and look like a Deveronian. Anyway, that intelligence roll.
Made it by 2.
Rotini.
Unless that was also
made it by 2. No, that one's not modified. This is... You got a map of something that wasn't relevant, but are you... The question is less of... Do you have a map of Weesey's home there? And more, do you even know where she might be keeping people? Because she might not be keeping them there. Yes, Zisha?
I have a contact, and I'm going to ask if I can get in touch with them.
That's right. You have the contact advantage. Okay. Give it a roll to see if you can get in touch with them. And you could probably get in touch with them. Give it a roll and let's see if they're likely to actually have something that might be useful.
So I have to look up what quite often means.
Is that 12 or less?
I can't remember.
Mm.
Sorry.
Let's see. Actually, I can probably dig that up too if need be.
36. Quite often, 12 or less.
Okay. Okay, you can get your contact on the comm. fast talking Rodian? Sure. Another Twi'lek?
Yeah, Rodian sounds good.
Azisha, what is it?
Yeah. Putties isn't that bad.
It comes through the translator. It does well enough. So, Azisha, what is? What you need?
Hey, just a quick question for you. We're on Ord Mantell, and a character named Weesies got some humans she's looking to put up for sale. You wouldn't happen to know where she kind of tends to keep that kind of thing, would you?
Depends. She's selling them? She sells them to other people to sell to other people, or she auctioning them off?
Auction.
Auction. Okay, auction. Okay, what's she use for auction? You hear tippy tap, tippy tap. Hope that came through.
Yes, actually.
Tappy tap tap. Excellent. Good. Sound effects. You hear a lot of tapping. Okay. So, big auction, little auction. Private auction, public auction.
Probably private, probably little. She's still considering who to invite.
Okay. Usual places. All right. Weesey has like three places she auctions things. Sorry, have you targeted there? Oh well. So, for the fancy public auction, she'd be doing it Ord Mantell's. Yeah, there's this auction house here. This one, let's see, which one's this one? That'd be at the Freeze Player House. Maybe it's Fries. I don't know. How do you pronounce this thing anyway? That'd be where she'd make a discreet public auction. She'd just do a all comers one that maybe be that'd be at the Mantell Auditorium. That'd be the big one. She'd do a little private one. She'd do that at her place. Probably. She didn't do it at her place. She might do it at Castellon's, actually. That's a place where she usually has the auctions, but, you know, not like where she'd be bringing out the merchandise.
Gotcha. And she'd keep them nearby, right?
If she's parading them out, the player house has places you keep. What you want to say, the discreet way. Yes, you don't do discreet this way, Zisha, right? Yeah. Yeah, there'd be cells for him in the player house. Down a level or two.
All right. That's what I'm looking for.
Right. If she's doing it way discreet at her place, okay, there's a little stash warehouse that's it's where the little private ships land, starport. Don't think your big old ship could get into it, but that'd be at Girona Warehouses. That's for the private one. That's where she'd keep them if she was going to do the auction, like, you know, ship the goods over to her place, have a little auction, auction off one by one. If she's auctioning them in larger lots, that's going to be Castellon, so that's going to be just the Freeze Player House in general, which has got an auction coming up pretty soon of, you know, like, stuff. Lots of people. She could get it on that if she wanted to.
All right. I'll check them out. Thanks, buddy. I owe you one.
You always owe me one. Hey, come by. We'll have a drink sometime. Yeah?
Sounds good.
I'll fleece you at cards. Bye. Bye. Let me write down my notes.
The curse of coming up with something quickly is you have to document what you came up with quickly.
Uh-huh. Okay. There. You have an intel.
All right, so them's our options. Which one do you want to look into first?
One thing that can be noted is that the freeze player house may be something that you can get at least vague maps of, just to have vague maps of them. They may be more public and not as protected as Weesey's own stuff.
I was thinking along the
lines. Probably a good idea to look for those.
Yeah. If there's more people involved, there's more chances of a weak link in the security. And if nothing else, we can get a more detailed list of what auctions are taking place. Or who's auctioning things. That might be enough.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be electronics operation again?
Let me just get to your rubbish. Never mind.
Actually, clicky.
Hmm?
I think we should go to Fry's or Freeze or whatever it is.
If we're going to
being seen looking around the auction house is going to throw Weesey off and lend veracity to my story that we're here to investigate auctions. It'll make it look like we're really here doing what I said we were doing.
Rotini has some buyer's remorse because Rotini has spent not 50%, but a large percentage of Rotini's disposable income on souvenirs already. And now we're going auctioning?
No, now we're going to look like we're going auctioning.
Yeah, and I'm impulsive. And used to have disposable income. I sigh heavily and put the Hawaiian print shirt back on. And yes, I'm still putting it on over the robe.
Because of course.
Well, I'm starting to fade.
All right, in that case.
But Io was saying something.
I am going to go and attempt to meditate on what is to come.
All right. Give me your precog roll.
That is a failure, but it was worth a try.
It was worth a try. Alas, your visions are strange and mostly difficult to determine, and the strange scuttling of many multiple legs and whispering of voices is all that you are getting.
Not surprising so far from the entities that might guide me.
Nedra's asked.
We'll see if we can get you closer soon.
Nedra's asking if we're going to be staying here. Should she get off and try to look around and for her research? It's a safe planet, right? It's a Republic world.
Sure. I just want to make sure you'll be here if we need to take off in a hurry.
Oh. It's a long walk.
It is a long walk.
Maybe I'll just sample the local shows and stuff. Do I have credits for... I'm sure I can find my credits and something. Right. Do the research. I need to do the research.
I don't need to leave
the planet yet. Hmm?
I hand Nedra one of my credit sticks.
See? Oh, thanks. This will help me research.
I double-checked to make sure it's one with Republican credits.
Mm-hmm. Republic credits. Yes.
Yeah, not one of the ones with Imperial credits. Actually, wait. Look at the... Oh, this one is unaffiliated. Here. Take this one instead.
Mm-hmm. What about green credits? Libertarian credits? Right.
The Libertarian credits, you just put in whatever number you want.
Yeah, pretty much. She wanders off. So,
as we're all preparing to head back out, since I didn't use my serendipity last session.
Oh, that's right. You get two of them.
It will be really convenient if there were another YT-1138 freighter somewhere in the vicinity.
It really would. You know, you're passing one as you're taking the taxi out again.
It'd be a shame if somebody's...
Seisha, okay, we'll remember this.
Okay, I am just going to...
I'm fading pretty fast.
All right, in that case...
2 hours of recording.
That's right. It's a good time to end off. It was about now. So, thank you everyone for playing, and thank you everyone for listening. I hope you're being entertained too. I'm sure we are. All are. I hope so. I'll be a neurotic GM now. Does anyone have anything they want to plug?
Well, use Mom Writes Books.
At ElizabethMcCoy.com. The dash is no longer necessary.
But you can dash your way to ElizabethMcCoy.com.
Uh-huh. You almost did it.
Yeah, we almost did it.
But not literally, because it's a website. You don't run to websites. That's not how that works.
Indeed.
Please stop doing
indeed,
that.
Indeed, indeed.
The security at the server hosting facility keeps calling us and letting us know. They're worried about
it. If you want, you can ask your... Yeah, you can ask your library to buy the ebooks, and then you could read them for free. And speaking of things that you could do for free...
Well, there's Gaze at the Stars.
That's yours, Crash.
There's Breathing. Breathing is free.
So far.
Enjoying copyright-free content, because the copyright has expired as of January 1st. There's a whole bunch of stuff that became public domain, including a little black and white rodent on a steamboat. You know, you were talking about the stuff that I do. Oh, yes. AbbySmith.com/cogwheel is where you can go to listen to all of our recorded game sessions, whether they're D&D, which most of them are right now, yes, or more of this GURPS stuff that we're doing. There's even some one-shots in there that are Lasers and Fieldings, Kobold in Space. There's one game that is... they're totally real human adults, really. Just ignore that the head looks like a bird and there's octopus tentacles. It's fine. It's fine. But all of those can be found at aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel. And if you listen to these and you like them, why not share them with someone else who you think might also enjoy them? We do this for the fun of it, but it does warm my cold, dead middle school teaching heart when I know that people are listening to it and also enjoying it. So why not share it with a friend? And if you really like it and want to help us make back some of the cost, because server hosting is not free, why not become a Patreon patron at patreon.com/cogwheelgaming? You could help us keep the lights on along with other illustrious friends, including Ellie, Shenshen, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
Next time, this is Beth saying, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Freeze Player House, a wonderful location with a casino, with auctions, and with an opera house. But don't worry, it may be closed now, but I'm sure we'll track down the opera singer and drag her back soon. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
For the record, I have made my roll for impulsiveness. I am not going to the one-armed bandits.
Some of them are two-armed bandits. You have to pull both levers at once.
Either way, I need a step stool.
This is true.
Good night, everybody. Zisha rolled an 8, though. Was that for Zisha's impulsiveness?
Everybody else was rolling. I just wanted to feel cool.
Well, it is the Freeze Player House.
True.
Okay, I'm ending the recording now before the puns get out of hand.